Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A terrifying ordeal for an elderly couple in our northern suburbs with three men storming into their home. Police say it happened around 7 o'clock on Allenson Drive in Girraween. The woman in her 70s suffering facial injuries. She's in hospital this morning. The men took off with a large amount of jewellery. A lucky escape for two people in a light plane that crashed near a popular beach south of Mandurah. Emergency crews rushing to the wreck near Preston Beach about 2 p.m, finding the 85-year-old pilot and 72-year-old passenger alive with only minor injuries. Transport Safety Bureau investigators have taken over the scene. Religious leaders have issued a group message calling for peace following a terror attack at a church in Sydney's west. Two religious leaders were stabbed on Monday. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns telling Nine religious leaders have come together calling for peace.
Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, it is a combustible situation. There's no point in pretending that everything is as normal. It's not. It's been a very difficult week in Australia's largest city.
Toxicology experts have warned people against picking or consuming wild mushrooms as Victorian authorities investigate a second case of suspected mushroom-related deaths within the space of 10 months. A 53-year-old woman died on Sunday night after consuming a suspect drink at a wellness retreat in Victoria. Two other people fell ill at the same time but have since been released from a Victorian hospital. In sport, Fremantle's Sean Darcy still needs to get through the club's main training session today to be picked for Saturday night's Derby 58. Coach Justin Longmuir telling Seven he was close to playing in the narrow loss to Port.
It was always going to be down to the wire with Sean. It was a really tight time frame, so yeah, the extra week will do him really well.
Charlie Cameron's good record and character saw the AFL Tribunal downgrade the Brisbane Ford's one-match ban to just a fine overnight. The Star Lion now free to face the Cats on Saturday, with the Tribunal agreeing the dump tackle was on the lower end of careless.